WHTC News Time is now 9:21, time for Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. And on the line with us is Kevin Schneider from Holland Public Schools. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Sorry, I didn't mean to tease you off the air. I said that we were going to go in 60 seconds, but I realized the time. We got to go right now, so glad to see that you're on your toes. But I would imagine as a theater director, you're always on your toes and ready to go.
Yeah, it seems to be a common characteristic, yeah.
You know, this is something that hits near and dear to my heart because a lot of people in this business, in radio, broadcasting, whatever it is, you see a lot of people with a background in theater, and I wasn't in theater as much as I would have liked to have been. I was pretty involved in sports and other things in high school, but you guys have a pretty special thing where you're competing for state championships at theater. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, it's a statewide organization that sponsors the state debate, state forensics, as well as state theater competitions, and they have programs from middle school and high school. It's one of the largest of its type in the nation, and this particular competition actually is theater. And school is asked to put together a 45-minute show, which includes putting their set together, doing their show, and taking their set off the stage. So a lot of problem-solving goes into it and a lot of pre-planning.
Yeah, so you have to perform, set up, perform, then take it off before the next group performs, all within this 45 minutes?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot of choreographed movements, not including the play.
It certainly is.
So with this competition, how are the judges judge the performances?
Well, they do have a ballot that's broken up into pretty much into thirds. A third of it is based on the acting and the performance of the students. A third of it is on the student technicians and the design and the use of technical elements. And then a third is on the overall quality of the show, from stage mechanics to tempo to cutting. So they have a lot of different criteria, and they use a rubric to score it. And so it's based on a point system.
Kevin Schneider is the theater director at Holland High School. Last February, Holland High's theater team captured the Division I state championship in competitive theater. He's also been there for 27 years and have won the state championship 18 times. Kevin, that's amazing. How did you get so much success at Holland High School?
Well, you know, when I first got here, I wanted to do something a little bit new that they didn't already have, and so I jumped into this because I loved it as a student. And I noticed right away that the students took the challenge. It was so different for them mm-hmm. that they loved the challenge of having to figure it out and owning it. During the competition, adults aren't allowed to be with them or to be backstage, so they're really on their own, and the students thrived on that ownership
gotcha.
Of it.
Quickly, Kevin, we're running short on time, but can the public come see your show Saturday? When and what's the cost?
Certainly. There are six shows. Ours is the first show. We go up at 9 a.m., and that's 9 a.m. sharp. The cost is nothing. The state pays for everything, so 9 a.m.
That's outstanding. Kevin Schneider on the live line with us. Looking ahead in Holland Public Schools, he's the director of the theater program in Holland High School and Public Schools. Kevin, thank you so much this morning. That's a very cool program you guys have there.
Thank you, Dan.
I appreciate that. Kevin joining us here, Kevin Schneider, theater director for the past 27 years, a very successful program, 18 state titles. That's amazing. Looking ahead in Holland Public Schools, we'll do it next week.